Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Sunday of the Long Creed. We believe, confess what's incomprehensible. I mean, ponder this day, three great mysteries, three great doctrinal truths that makes for true Christians different from the rest of the world. I mean, first, the mystery of the Holy Trinity. We are Catholic. This Catholic faith, we confessed. There is no God, no true Jesus, no forgiveness, no salvation, apart from what we confess every Sunday, just confessed in the Athanasian Creed. As we confess this day, that creed with Christians throughout the world. You know, Saint Athanasius would die before the creed written. It's on an honorific title that Athanasius, the key defender of the Catholic faith against a few erring bishops at the Council of Nicaea 2001 years ago. I mean, we are Catholic. Martin Luther's excommunicated, kicked out of the church under penalty of death for being a good Catholic. But we are not Roman. Or embrace new Roman teaching that they've introduced over the centuries. Catholic means universal. We hold to what has always been taught, but even before there were popes and the Roman Church we see today. And God reveals himself through Scripture, throughout, one singular God who says, "Let us make man." And there's things all over the place that one God, three persons, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipresent, everywhere, omnipotent, all-powerful. And our response to what's incomprehensible, amen. Truth, it is so. I mean, explain as well how God creates everything you see and everything there is out of nothing. Explain the sacraments. Amen. Truth, it is so. The scripture reveals so much about God, sacraments, that we can confess truth. But there is a depth beyond human understanding. And the second, the mystery of the incarnation. God, eternal Son, takes on flesh. God dies on a cross. And we worship a man, Jesus. No salvation, no forgiveness outside of him who is eternal, 100% God, and 100% incarnate, born of man in one person. Amen. The truth, it is so. And the devil hates these great mysteries. And he uses the world and he rages. He rages especially against the third great mystery. I'll get to that in a moment. So why St. Peter writes, "Do not be surprised by the fiery trials as though something strange were happening." We are Catholic, historical Christians that simply won't play along with man-made religious ideas. We aren't the same. We don't worship the same God, the same Jesus. I mean, and don't be surprised by the world, and don't be fooled by it either. We can confess these great mysteries amidst so many lies and the rage of neighbors and the devil. I mean, we know what truth is and will not compromise God's holy word. We will not live by lies. We know who the devil is and we fight against him, but we do not fight alone. We know what true eternal love is, and we even love our deluded enemies and want them to join us in confessing Christ. And the third great mystery, why? It's your atonement for you. The Son sent by the Father into the world brings the Holy Spirit to humanity. Whoever is born from above of water and the Spirit receives eternal life. We see that even today with a baptism, reconciled to him by a cross. The Son has taken up your cause. He's joined himself to your flesh, not only to redeem you from sin, atone, but makes you holy. And that opens heaven to you. The Holy Spirit comes to testify of him, to create faith, to help us to pray, to work through the sacraments, yeah, and dwell in us as a holy temple. The Trinity did not need someone to love. I mean, nevertheless, he created you in perfect love to be recipients of this love. Your proper place in the universe is as God's own beloved child. That is where you are meant to be, what you were created for. But look at us. Yes, we all hurt, we are all wounded by the devil's raging, but look at what we do, how we live. Isaiah, woe is me, for I am lost, a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Like Isaiah, we should be damned. Let me even confess that earlier. If every one of our sins, if every one of your sins were known and revealed, every one of us would hang our heads and run out of here in shame. And when you fail, and when you choose sinful, evil ways, he reaches out to you with more love, more forgiveness, healing. Amen. Truth, it is so. You know, we can confess in the creed that those who've done good to eternal life, those who've done evil, yeah, to eternal damnation. I mean, who is good? And there's many places, like in 2 Corinthians 5, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one can receive the things done in the body, whether good or bad. I mean, Jesus in John 5, those who've done good will go into the resurrection of life. Those who've done evil will go into the resurrection of judgment. And like in Matthew 25, the sheep and the goats. The sheep, the good, to eternal life. Goats, those evil, damned. Of course, so many other scriptures will say, no one is good, not even one. It's all grace. Given faith to do good works. I mean, and only those of faith can please the Father. God help us do more good works. We should be more intentional. We need to work harder. We should be ashamed. There's more to be done. But it's still not enough. The only good man, Jesus, gives his righteousness, his life of works, his holiness, his perfect good to you. And that alone, so that you are good. You are holy. You are a dear saint. Amen. Truth. It is so. And you have today greater than Isaiah in the temple. You come here and confess, woe is me, for I'm lost. I'm a man of unclean lips. I deserve death. And we mingle our praises with the angels. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God of Sabaoth means host, armies. As the church has always done before the sacrament. To you, for my eyes have seen the King, the glory of the Lord coming to you. I mean, see how your God works. A messenger from God. That stained glass window over there, right there. A messenger from God. Because of a sacrifice has taken place from the Lord's altar, will bring, and this touch comes with the promise. Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for. the very body and blood of Jesus given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. You are holy, forgiven by the spilling of Jesus' blood over all of your guilt. Good. You're good to stand before God and rejoice in his presence. Amen. Truth, it is so. Dear saints, mystery of the Holy Trinity, incarnation defines your day. And one day soon, because of what the Father, Son, Holy Spirit work in you in holy baptism, continually working faith and life and daily care in you, working the Eucharist in you, your eyes will see the King in his full glory. You will see him face to face. A blessed reunion awaits with your family there for eternity. Rejoice in these mysteries. Amen. Truth, it is so. In the name of Jesus, amen.